I think that lots and lots of people would like to figure out easy and affordable ways to go solar. And the reason I think that is because I'm one of them. In this podcast, we're going to be sharing a possible solution for all of us. Might work. I'm part of it. We're going to learn about Tucson Electric Power's Go Solar programs, and there are quite a few. And they let you plug into TEP's local solar arrays, which are constantly being added to power your home and your business with affordable, renewable energy. And that's the end game. And maybe even learn in this podcast how we can get our share of the sun that shines pretty much every single day here in Tucson. We're the only place I know that does the happy dance when it rains. An advantage to these programs is that if we participate, we don't have to worry about annual price hikes or equipment maintenance expenses, which I think is a big concern when it comes to solar. And we can also enjoy protection against future energy cost increases while reducing our carbon footprint by securing a clean, renewable energy resource for our homes and our businesses. Stay with me to find out which community solar program might be best for you. Hey, everybody, I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and this is Down to Earth Tucson. So let's be honest. In terms of a warming planet and our current report card on CO2 emissions, I really don't have much good news to report, and I really don't want to be Debbie Downer, not ever. But the latest numbers that I've been checking as 2019 comes to a close are really not good. Really, really not good. So let's talk about how we as citizens of the planet can impact those numbers in 2020 and beyond. With me to share all that great green solar energy news is someone named John Robuck. And did I pronounce your names right? I hope so.
Yes.
I mean, you can't mess that one up. I hope, yeah. John. Seriously.
It's just like Sears and Roebuck.
I was going to ask you that. Sears and Roebuck. Like, you know,
I get
can't
that all
miss.
The time.
I honestly think from reading about him, we could call him Mr. Solar. And I'm going to tell you why I think that. He serves as the Renewable Energy Program Coordinator in the Energy Programs and Emerging Technology Department, that's a mouthful, for TEP, and has worked for TEP for almost 6 years. But the backstory on his experience is that John began working for the company as an intern in 2014, and I have been teasing about him because if you saw him on video, he is very young looking, but he was a freshman in college and was then hired as a program coordinator in 2016 after achieving his associate's degree in business. John currently assists and manages multiple renewable energy programs, such as the TEP-owned residential solar program, Go Solar Home, Go Solar Shares, and customer-owned distributed generation programs for residential customers, of which I think that's what I am. So, John, you know, wow. When I was getting ready, it's like, wow, you are young, you've done a lot, you know a lot, and I'm here. I'm really glad you're here because I think there's a lot of interest in solar and it will only continue to grow. So thanks for saying yes.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So let's start with the most obvious in mind. There's a TEP Go Solar Home and Go Solar Shares program. I'm stumbling over my words. What are those programs?
Yeah, so these are two community scale solar programs that we offer to all of our customers. It just gives customers the option to go solar because not everyone will have the option to install solar on their home. It's just an alternative solution that we offer the customers because, as I mentioned, solar, it can be incredibly expensive. It's not feasible for everyone to install it on their home.
So it's important to really take a look at the cost benefit of installing your own, which is really cost prohibitive for lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And yet if you're an environmental-minded individual,
yes,
you can still take care of it by looking at these programs and choosing them as options. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, I guess that's a fair way to say it, you know, because people, a lot of, especially Tucson, it's very low income. A lot of people live in condos or apartments, and they may not have the option to or have any sort of land to install a solar. So this is actually a great solution for them, who people who do care about the environment, who do want to go solar, and kind of give them the opportunity to do so. by reaching out to their local utility.
Can you explain to us what the potential cost-saving benefit is to customers and why it's less of a hassle? I mean, it might be intuitive, but not necessarily for me. How does it, what's the cost benefit?
Well, the cost benefit, there's always the maintenance of having solar, you know, on your roof or on your home or in some sort of structure. But with the TP Go Solar Home or TP Go Solar Shares, there's really no maintenance that the customer has to occur or
even think about.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about what TEP's doing to fix solar shares.
Yeah, because it's all coming from a local utility-owned site that we manage and that we maintain. And you don't even have to think about it. All you know is that you're getting clean and green, reliable energy.
Clean and green.
Yes.
Love that. Mrs. Green lights up when you say stuff like that. So tell me about the difference from the programs. Let's start with Go Solar Home.
Yes.
What is that?
So Go Solar Home, it's a program that's available to all residential customers. And when they enroll in this program, 100% of their energy needs is provided by a renewable resource. And when customers enroll, they do sign a 10-year contract, which covers 100% of their energy needs.
Why do they make people sign a 10-year contract? Do you know what the reason is for that? I mean, it's like you, I told you, I never play stump the guest, but why a 10-year contract? Is that so that you know how much of your customer base is going to be buying it so you can do your projections? Or is it related to cost? What's the reason for doing
a
10-year
really,
contract?
People to commit to the program.
Got it.
Really. Like there is a $100 processing fee when people do sign up. It's just because we don't want people transferring on and off the program consistently. And we offer the contract because it is based on their annual usage. And so how much of their consumption is going to take part in that certain specific utility scale project where their energy is coming from. And with that contract, there is a 15% bandwidth. So it actually offers customers some usage flexibility as well. And that bandwidth is 15%. And so they can, if they exceed or fall below their bandwidth, we would readjust their amount and then kind of shift where they're consuming their energy from that specific resource.
Got it. So you're watching the bills, not you personally.
Yeah. Well, not me personally.
The bills
but we
are
just
being
do
monitored.
It on an annual basis.
Okay. So you look at it. It's like me. I have budget billing.
Mm-hmm.
And every year they do a review.
Yeah. It's just, it's very similar to budget billing where people, they get the fixed bill and they have the flexibility. So they don't have to worry about like, oh, if they left the light bulb on like one time, they don't have to stress about it. Like it's not going to reflect on their budget bill or go higher or lower. So there is the bandwidth in there that's also a benefit.
I got it. So the bandwidth for the ability of solar to cover their usage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean? Because I am like deer in the headlights about this.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That's why we have you here, so that consumers like me can understand it. So you have a bandwidth from solar usage. So it means if you're dipping into natural gas, is that what you mean, looking at that? Or what does that mean, 15% bandwidth?
It's 15% bandwidth from their annual usage. So when the customer signs up, we look at what they use on a whole year basis.
So if they go over 15%, you're going to look at it.
Yeah, so we would just readjust their bill. And there is no fees or penalties if they do that. We just reevaluate their usage to what their new bill would be based off this new usage.
Got it. And I'm going to ask you this about both of them, but is it growing in popularity? Are people wanting to see this and using it making this choice?
Yeah, and so the specific site for this program, it's actually set to build for 5 megawatts, and so we can actually only reserve up to 5 megawatts for customers. And we're actually approaching that limit really, really fast.
And it's 2019.
Yes.
Whoa. And then I know that you're rapidly building solar arrays. Mm-hmm. I've been down to some of the sites, and I know you're building more in New Mexico, I think.
We have the wind farms in Mexico.
Wind farms,
We're still building.
Building, which is good. I'm happy, of course, to see that you're building solar. And is this just, is the Go Solar, well, I think I answered my own question. It's called Go Solar Home, so it's not available for businesses.
No, unfortunately
I got
not,
that
but
one
that's
all on my own,
the other
John.
Program.
Okay, so the other program is Go Solar Shares.
Yes.
I think that's the one I have.
Yes, that is the one that you have. So this one, it's not quite as committal as the Go Solar Home, because this one, you're just able to go and sign up at any point in time And with the shares, it's actually 150 kilowatts or 1,500 watts. And it only costs $1.50 a share. And so you go online and you sign up and you see how many shares would... Well, you don't have to sign up like the other program to 100% of your needs. You can just do this is a percentage of it, and it's only $1.50.
Is it capped out? Is there a max?
No, I mean,
or if you want to go 100%, you would go to the other program.
Yeah, exactly.
Catching on to this, John.
Well, yeah, with this program, it's not capped out, or it's not close to capping out like the other program. However, it is also available to homeowners, renters, and most businesses.
Right.
Which is a benefit that's also not available to the other program. And also with this program, you're not just, there is potential cost benefits with it as well. Because this program, if you enroll in it, you avoid the rest charges and also the power supply charges. So you're not just simply tacking $10 or $12 onto your bill. There is a potential for savings as well.
Because you're locked in at that rate.
Yes.
At $150 for a share.
No, $1.50 per share.
I mean, $1.50.
Because have to pay for what you consume. But,
right.
Just percentage of that energy is coming from a local site versus just the traditional generated.
And the other thing I would think as a homeowner, which I'm going to go revisit, because at the time that I did it, there was a cap. I really believe that you can only do a certain percentage. Mm-hmm. And that was a long, really long time ago when it first started. So I'm going to revisit it. Because of my conscience and because of our roof doesn't have the capacity to put solar on it. Because people say, how come Mrs. Green doesn't have solar? And I'm like, you want to go up on the roof? I'll let you know.
Install it for me.
Because we had, technicians for sustainability come out. And it's not a good idea because of our roof. But that's not, the show is not about Mrs. Green's roof. So the one is available residential only. This is available for homeowners, renters. That makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Renters should be able to get it too if they're paying their own electricity.
Totally available for the program as well.
That's a break, and it's a good thing for the planet. So everybody wants to know about this all the time. Every consumer, myself included. Do the programs save customers money, or are they more about doing the right thing? Which I think making a greener choice ultimately saves everybody money from medical bills, because we're not all going to die from CO2 emissions. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But they're not set out to save money, or are they?
I would say no. They're not set out there to save people money. Of course, our customers are always looking for other ways, how to save money. But also, some customers are also looking, well, how can I reduce my carbon footprint? And I think that's the main purpose of these programs.
That's more this.
Yes.
I love your honesty. It's true.
Yes.
That's why I do it.
There is a potential to save money, because there really is no yes or no answer to it. Like with the Go Solar Home program, the also reason why we have the 10-year contract, because it is a locked rate. And so if we do have rate increases in the future, you actually are not applicable to that rate.
So then
rate
you can
increase.
Really save money.
Yeah, so it's more of like a long-term savings.
Okay, that's good
savings.
Though.
Yes.
10 years. I mean, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, maybe there should be an age limit on that too. Just kidding about myself. So the other thing I wanted to say when you were talking about that is there are lots of ways to save money. Like friends of ours do time of use, and that's a really good plan. And we haven't done that. But friends of mine that have done it because of listening to some of these podcasts, they're very happy. And you just have to literally adjust your schedule and when you throw the laundry in and all of that. It's not a huge lifestyle change, but it is some adjustments in schedules.
Yeah, you just got to be just a little bit more conscious about your energy usage. Like if you turn on the stove, the AC, and something else.
The minute
all the
you
lights,
get home.
When you turn it on. Yeah, it's a higher demand charge. And if you're on time of use, then yes, you would be charged more. But if you just spread it out, there's a lot of different ways that you could save money on your bill.
And an easy way I think about it is like the dishwasher.
Yeah.
You can run your dishwasher anytime. It's fine to run it at 10 o'clock at night. You don't have to run it at 6:30.
Yeah, and a lot of modern appliances all have timers on them. So it is.
Yeah.
There's easy ways to get
around
it.
It's hopeful.
Yes.
It's hopeful because I said to you off air, the CO2 numbers for 2019 are not looking good. And when I say I don't want to be Debbie Downer, I also want to be realistic. Those numbers impact the quality of life for all of us, and they're they're going to hit an all-time high by the end of this year. And it's sad. It's tragic.
Yeah, it is very
because I have a six-month-old grandbaby, and it's really bad for her. I mean, we're seeing the ravages of climate change every day with extreme weather. So it's everybody should be motivated and inspired and be about hope when you can make changes like this. Anything to cut down on the use of fossil fuel is makes me smile. And I did smile. So as with anything, the best way for people to find out about these programs, I'm going to answer the question and see if you agree with me, is your website. It's
yes.
an easy, user-friendly,
very easy. Mm-hmm.
able to navigate, even if you're me, website. And you might get stuck for a long time on the energy savings programs because there are so many.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look and take advantage of it because you're the one that's going to benefit and then the planet. Agreed?
I agree.
Okay. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
And you can say, Gina, how dare you? Or tell me. What are the advantages of programs like this versus a homeowner who has the money deciding to take the leap and put solar on their homes? What are your thoughts on that?
I think the big advantage to these programs compared to people who install distributed generation resources on their home, I think it comes a very big efficiency standpoint because we did have our own program where we actually allowed customers to enroll in this program and we'd come out and install solar on their home.
Got it.
And with that was a lot of learning curves that we occurred at TEP. Like, it does cost a lot more money. It's less efficient. Like, problems arise here and there. And it's just not as effective as having a large-scale community site.
Well, there's no repairs. That would be the interesting
yes.
thing to me. It's like no repair work. If something lands on your solar array, it's not your problem. TEP is going to fix it because they have the solar array where mm-hmm. their solar fields are.
Yeah. I mean, so there is some regular routine maintenance that you should do to your solar, although it's not like as much as your car, but it is something that
you have to take care of.
Yeah, you do have to take care of it if you want it to last. And it's a lot of upkeep, especially when you have a lot of different resources spread out all throughout town versus
right.
we can just kind of rely and control on one designated site.
And we didn't go into this, but when I think about it, first of all, if I could, I would put solar on my roof because
mm-hmm.
that forever would make me feel a better citizen of the planet.
No,
I'm
and
just
I feel the
honest.
Same way.
Yes, if I could do it, I would do it. For schools and for big businesses and schools who don't have the money, this is a great alternative, is being able to purchase solar through, you know, your energy through solar arrays. So there are definite advantages. And the maintenance of it is getting easier all around, right? And the
mm-hmm.
prices of solar are going down. So Paul Bonavia, who was here long before you were, long before maybe I was going to make a joke about before maybe you were born, but I'm only kidding. And you say you get that a lot. So it's not meant to be in any way anything other than fun. But he sat where you are, and I cannot believe how much solar cost versus fossil fuel. I never saw this bright future.
Mm-hmm.
But the advances in the technology and the pricing has created a better future for all of us.
Yeah, and it's getting there every day.
It keeps changing. So if we could just get more manufacturing in the United States, I'd really be a happy
yeah.
camper. I mean, seriously, it's happening. Okay, so visit TEP.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it because I do my homework. There are great FAQs, frequently asked questions,
mm-hmm.
on there that everybody asked. Yeah. I probably covered half of them. And is there anything else that I forgot to ask you?
I think you basically covered it. I mean, the programs are pretty simple, straightforward. If you have any questions, I definitely advise going to TEP.com. We also actually have our own green team, customer service representatives at TEP. So
I'm going to put your personal cell phone out on Twitter.
Please don't.
Not to worry. Can you imagine? That is a real threat. I would never do that because then I would probably be shut down. But anyway, so it's been delightful. And it's so encouraging for me to see bright young minds like yours
Thank you.
It on passionately and knowing your stuff and knowing why it's important. So I appreciated having fun and learning and spending time with you.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun being here.
And
thank you so
I
much.
Have a couple of last words, and you'll learn about me because it's probably not the last time you'll come back. So here's my facts about what's going on with global carbon emissions. Scientists are saying they're going to smash previous records set in 2018. And from where I sit, this isn't a record we really want to set. By the end of the year, emissions from industrial activities and the burning fossil fuels. You ready for this, John? I don't even know if you're ready for this. From all human activities, from fossil fuels, 36.8 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And from what I've learned on this journey, everyone, is that stays up there. And eventually it has to go somewhere. So we keep heating it up. A total carbon emissions number that they're throwing out from all human activities, including agriculture and land use, will likely cap off at about 43.1 billion tons. Let's face it, folks, this is not good news for any of us, to say the least. The estimates were released in a new report from the Global Carbon Project. And I want to emphasize, they're just an international research consortium dedicated to tracking the world's greenhouse gas emissions. That's all they do. They are scientists who collect the data and report on it without any political commentary whatsoever. They're not advocates. They're scientific reporters. So I'm thinking, as we get ready to take inventory on our own carbon footprints and would like to change that in 2020, a great place to start is with the sun. It shines a lot here in the desert Southwest. So check out TEP.com, go to your account, and just explore what making some solar moves might look like for you. So, John, once again, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And to all of our amazing, wonderful, loyal listeners, thanks for being a part of my world. Make it a great green day.